investigating the suicide of her fiancé, Mike Fisher, Kim Drake has survived an assassination attempt in Copenhagen. Detective Sergeant Alan Love has confided to Kim's parents that he believes Mike's death to be part of a wider pattern. The seemingly all-powerful Mr. Stone is beginning to panic. And when Kim returns to England, she has some direct questions to ask of Mike's brother, Todd, the crippled genius who sent her on this voyage of discovery.
Only the Good Die Young by Sean Prendergast. Episode 4.
Miss Drake, sir.
Enter! Angels and ministers of grace, defend us!
That will be all, John.
Sir,
I want to speak to you.
Be thou a spirit of health or goblin damned.
Neither.
Bring with thee ours from heaven or blasts from hell.
Both.
Be thou intense, wicked, or charitable.
Thou comest in such a questionable shape that I will speak to thee. I'll call thee
Kimmy, lovey, darling, sweetie pops. How was Denmark?
Terrible.
That bad? Sit down.
No, thanks.
Tell all in words of one syllable.
One, I was shot at. Two, Charles's friend is dead. Three, I found out Mike told me lots of lies. Four, and so have you, you shit.
Moi? Mère?
Boo, and I'm angry.
Very angry?
Vengeful.
Ah, revengefulness, revanchism, implacability.
Todd.
Irreconcilability.
I'm warning you.
Unappeasability.
Temper. Calm down.
You knew this was dangerous. You must have known.
How could I?
What happens if I pull this pipe out? Affect your breathing, does it?
Replace that. Replace it. Don't mess with those, please.
These switches. Suppose I turn them all off, the whole panel. How long would you survive without these drips and blips and blood and power, eh?
Please don't.
Why not? I was nearly killed. Three people are dead. One more won't make much difference. What the hell's going on?
Okay. What do you want to know?
I don't know what I want to know. If I knew, I wouldn't need to know it. Just tell me what's happening.
You've seen it all already.
What does that mean?
There are none so blind, dear. Fact one, Mike went off on a walking holiday in Scotland last year and came back a changed man. True?
He started talking about the government and power, yes. I didn't take much notice.
That's because you're one of Thatcher's children. You prefer to believe policemen tell truths and judges are fair. When naughtiness happens, Nanny is there.
That's not fair.
Life isn't. You are beautiful, Kim, but before you became involved in all this, your idea of a burning issue was which type of lip gloss to wear. Mike was different. Fact two, because of this difference, Mike was killed in circumstances which were frankly ludicrous. Other members of his team are dead or disappeared.
What team?
Exactly. And your bonus for 10, fact three, there is another member still alive.
Who?
Sita Kumar. Disappeared 6 months ago, only ever a minor player. Presumably everyone reckoned it wasn't worth the trouble to go looking.
So how did you find her?
International chess. Last week I was playing a woman called Angelique from Paris. After move 6, I suspected it was Kumar. After move 10, the sacrificing of a knight, I was sure. John will give you the address. Will you go?
Yes, I suppose, but won't you tell me... Oh, I give up.
Not yet, you don't. Have you ever been to Paris?
Yes.
They say it's the most romantic city in the world.
One of them. And what's that got to do with anything?
Are you sleeping with the American?
That's none of your business.
But are you?
No.
Good. Try and keep it that way. When you lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. John will escort you out. Au revoir, mademoiselle.
Burns.
Welcome.
Clear water?
Stone.
Voice identification confirmed. Satellite link secure. Please commence conference.
What the hell is going on?
Why was an attempt made on Drake?
I really must protest.
Just answer the question, Mr. Stone.
Initially, we simply thought that Fisher was about to leave. Steps were taken. After his death, it was felt prudent to monitor the family in case of adverse publicity. When we realized, however, that Miss Drake's investigations had uncovered links between Michael Fisher, Doris Meyer, Otto Gerhardt, and others, we realized that we'd stumbled on bird in hand.
So, you panicked?
Certainly not.
Look, Mr. Stone, I don't know what kind of mess you've created, but you better clean it up damn fast. Otherwise, we might all have to review our position.
Do we make ourselves clear, old boy?
Crystal.
Jolly good. Terminate conference.
Conference terminated. Satellite link terminated.
Time for us to pack our bags, Wilson.
Sir, you're not thinking of leaving?
No, just returning to the field. Come, there are cages to be rattled and cobwebs to be cleaned.
Course on a nuclear submarine? Mike?
And all this stuff about the telephone?
Well, I grant you that may be paranoia. But Tarek told Jean he woke up one night to find strange noises coming from the phone. An electronic signal like a code. Well, you're the guitarist, Frank. You know about sound and speakers and stuff. Is it possible?
I don't know.
Well, can you find out? You must have mates, technical wizards.
Sure.
Or can you put them onto it? Now?
Yeah. Well, right now, this minute.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go and look up some numbers. Oh, wow, capitalist court, 60 stone oil, 60 stone oil.
Are you okay, Kim? I'm very scared.
So am I.
Anyway, Charles will take care of me.
Are you and he?
Oh, no, Mum, it's not about that. I mean, he'd like to, he's made that clear. But I'm not interested.
I'll get that.
At the moment, that's the last thing I need.
Do you think all this is really worth it?
You're the one who taught me not to be so complacent. You were the one who wanted a bit more political awareness.
It's for you, Kim.
Oh, if it's Charles, tell him I'll call him back when I can.
No, I think it's an admirer and he wants to speak to you personally.
No, Your Honour, there was no flashing light and no rubber hose, but he did buy me a cup of Earl Grey and a macaroon.
You weren't all trained in the West Midlands, Kim.
Do you usually conduct interviews in a tea shop?
Detectives have a right to doilies too. She's such a very ordinary little woman. He's such a thumping crook. Both for a moment little lower.
Don't.
You used to love Benjamin.
I used to like him. I used to like you. Look, Detective Sergeant, what do you want?
Oh, it's like that, is it?
I can't call you Alan.
Then call me Love.
Okay, Alan. It stinks, doesn't it? Mike's death, Peregrine, the whole setup.
Yeah, it stinks.
What are you going to do about it?
Me?
You're the police, the good guys.
Kim, this is international. It's political. It's...
So you're just going to ignore it? You used to have ideals.
Well, you didn't.
Nobody ever killed my fiancé before.
Oh, it puts getting shoes to match the bag into perspective, does it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Is there a point to this meeting?
Have you ever heard of a man called Stone? Timothy Stone?
No.
Well, he's heard of you. Him and a bloke called Wilson, they're from Peregrine. They're supposed to be some sort of employee's pension fund.
But really?
They look like security to me. So, please look after yourself. Lie low for a bit. If you're stuck, I've got a spare room. Whatever.
Why should you be worried about me?
You know why. At least you should do. And because of that, I really don't want to be the policeman who drags your body from the river.
Thanks, Alan.
Better warn your mum and Frank to watch out for them as well. Look, I've got to get back. Inspector's got two video recorders on the blink at the moment. You'd think his kid was dying. There. That should cover the bill. So what are you going to do?
As it happens, I'm going abroad.
Good idea. By yourself?
No.
Oh.
A friend, that's all.
Well, I hope he looks after you.
He has done so far.
Nice work, if you can get it. See you.
See you, Alan. Thanks.
Seul comme une pomme tombée par terre sans ultimatum.
Are you sure this is it?
Oh,
The patron says she works the evening shift, so she should be here any second.
Welcome to sunny Montmartre. You two can pay over the odds for a glass of Vin Rouge and a slapdash work of art.
Cynic.
No, ma'am, Baptist. How are you going to know what this Angelique looks like?
A friend of mine managed to get into the Peregrine personnel files. That's a printout of the last staff photo.
Pretty.
And clever. Smart enough to be recruited straight from Cambridge and smart enough to get out while she still had the chance.
That's her.
Where?
On the corner, next to the portrait sketcher. She's heading this way.
Angélique?
Oui?
Est-ce que vous connaissez une femme anglaise qui s'appelle Sita Kumar?
No, pardon.
Miss Kumar, is there somewhere private?
Who are you? What do you want? Are you police?
I'm Mike Fisher's girlfriend.
Yeah, I recognize you from the magazines. Mike's dead, isn't he? I read about it.
Yes.
Who's he?
Charles Causley.
He's my friend.
Well, he's not mine. I'll talk to you and you alone.
Okay. Charles, amuse yourself for an hour.
Maybe I'll go pose for a portrait. Holler if you need me.
So, you're on a British nuclear sub?
On the British nuclear sub. I mean, it was pathetic, really.
Why?
Well, there's only four of them, and three were out of commission at the time. Anyway, we spend the time simulating battle stations, working on the software. Then when we finished the exercise, we spent a couple of days at this MOD retreat by Locke, analysing data, writing reports.
Rest and recuperation?
Sort of. It was peaceful, though we couldn't relax in the chalets because we knew they were bugged.
What made you think that?
Standard procedure, apparently. Big Brother really is watching. Did you know that every single international phone call is monitored?
No, come off it.
It's a fact. Anyway, we knew we were bugged because Tariq heard noises coming from his phone when he was trying to sleep.
What did you do?
Well, on the first night, we just hit the sack. But the next night, we fancied a bit of freedom. So we cooked a huge meal and then went for a walk in the woods. Stayed out all night. It was August, the tail end. We built a fire. Tariq sat silently. Seeing the missiles for real had really freaked him. Otto drank and told dirty jokes and stories of working for the East Germans before the war came down.
What did you do?
I just listened.
And Mike?
He was fiddling with his radio. You know, he always carried that powerful little one.
The reception up here is terrible. How can they get radio too?
I bought it for him. So wherever he was, he could get the sports roundup on the World Service.
Firelight, pure malt whiskey, and the stars. Oh, how romantic.
You're drunk, Otto.
Why not? We have been planning mass murder. Naturally, we should drink to forget.
No, it's hardly mass murder.
What else is a nuclear weapon used for? Help police, they are all potential killers. Arrest them, what us? Oh, we were just talking about launching a preemptive nuclear strike. Nothing dangerous, officer. Oh, well, that's okay then. Boys will be boys.
And girls?
Sure, some boys will be girls. Come to Berlin, I'll take you to a bar where all the girls are boys.
Otto broke the ice. So we laughed and told stories till about 4:30 in the morning. It was relief after being cooped up in the sub. Also trust. We began to trust each other. Then Tariq told us about a friend of his who had killed himself only months before. Then we all got to talking. There was a lot of rumours about things not being accidental.
Stress. That's the biggest killer there is, Tariq.
Here.
I'm thinking about getting out myself, you know? Mm. Give it till Christmas, maybe. Marry Kim. Do something else. Kids, maybe.
What's wrong with that?
Here, in a deep blue Scottish night, the world seems a beautiful place in which to rear a child. But...
But
there's a harsh world beyond the fir trees. Also, call me old-fashioned, Sita, but children need a father.
You are old-fashioned.
What makes you think that I wouldn't be a good dad?
A dead father is never a good father.
Oh. Do you want me to stop?
No,
go on.
We're in the private sector, Otto. We just work in electronics. You don't seriously think that we're in danger if we decide to leave the job?
Sure. It happens in every country.
Because the lunatics control the asylum.
I think if we control the weapons.
If only that were true, my friend, but if we don't decide what to do, they tell the missile and it only obeys orders. It's...
And then we heard the news.
What news?
As we sat there sipping whiskey and breathing cinders, the world had changed.
Idea? Okay.
God knows what's going to happen.
Even he can't be sure.
Suddenly, we were wide awake, discussing the possibilities for change, how the maps would be torn up and redrawn.
Okay, it's only a best-case scenario, but...
Yeah, but what about the worst-case scenario, huh?
Such as?
Well,
either the coup is successful, and the hardliners reinstitute a Cold War.
Or even a real war.
Or the coup fails, Gorbachev goes, and the Soviet Union breaks up.
Leaving thousands of nuclear warheads...
In the control of any madman who manages to grab power. Say, a man who wants to prove himself and his country. Okay, I can see that, but...
It felt like we were the only people left on Earth. No, more than that. It felt like we were gods. A dark night on Olympus huddled around the flames, making mazes for mankind.
So
Mike started talking about taking control.
Look, it must be possible to introduce some kind of disease. Some canker.
To do what?
Teach them to identify targets. So they'd attack the other missiles in the air, but if they're programmed to strike on the ground, they'd head off into space and self-destruct.
How?
I don't know. Take a better mind than mine. Well, maybe.
These missiles, you can't infect them with a virus or a bug. They're too clever.
Intelligence is no defense against disease. Ask my brother. Oh, come on, we better get back. Oh. Here comes the sun.
Don't forget the
So, did you meet again?
Never face to face after Scotland. There was so much to do and collaboration would have been noticed.
What sort of things?
Designing the virus, hiding it, gaining access to the NATO software, infecting the neural programs which teach the missiles to think.
Wasn't all this terribly dangerous? If a country finds out you've poisoned its nuclear arsenal, they won't be pleased.
Sure, if they could prove it, you could be arrested for treason, but... There's a worse danger.
What?
The companies that make the guidance systems. If word gets round their products are faulty, they lose billions.
Money.
Then the danger is they panic and try to eliminate everybody involved. A cover-up.
So how did you communicate?
We left messages on obscure electronic notice boards interacting all over the world under different names.
How did you recognize each other?
Oh, we had a code name for the project.
What was it?
Bird in hand.
And when do you expect Miss Drake back?
No idea, Mr. Stern.
Stone. Thank you, Watson. She's with friends, you say?
I believe so. She mentioned the coast.
Which one?
No idea. Anyway, why are you so keen to get hold of Kim? You're not suggesting she's done something wrong.
No.
It's just that...
Mr. Fisher was working in a...
Sensitive.
Sensitive area, yes, and in a case like this... Tragic case like this, indeed. One, of course, wishes to respect the living as well as the dead, but the...
Unfortunate manner?
Exactly, unfortunate indeed.
Tragic?
Unfortunately, tragic manner of death must lead us...
Regretfully.
...to matters of security.
You mean the Russians might have been blackmailing Mike because he wore open-crotch panties and fishnet tights?
It's possible.
It's a thought.
It's a possible thought, we think.
Now, look, gentlemen, I'm sorry to be difficult, but I really can't help. If you leave your number, I'm sure that when Kim gets back from wherever she is, she'll phone you. In the meantime, drink your tea and go. Frank will be home soon, and men in suits frighten him.
Ah, ma chérie, ça va?
Ça va bien.
What news, my lord, from France?
Good. I think at last I know what all the fuss is about.
Well, come on, tell me.
Not over the telephone. Besides, I'm trying to keep this on a need-to-know basis. I'll explain tomorrow in person when I get back.
But why don't you come back tonight?
Because I'm exhausted, Todd. and I'm scared and I'm confused.
It's the American, isn't it?
No.
You're lying to me.
Well, you'd know all about that, wouldn't you?
Kim.
I've made up my mind, Todd. If I'm going to die in the next 24 hours, I'd like it to be in Paris. Au revoir.
Enchanté, mademoiselle. Au revoir.
Sir? Master Todd? Bad news? Why, what's the matter?
My daughter. Oh, my daughter.
Dead?
Aye, to me. She's abused. Stolen from me and corrupted by spells and medicines bought of mountebanks. For nature so preposterously to err, being not deficient, blind, or lame of sense, sans witchcraft could not.
Do you require anything else, Mr. Todd?
A time machine.
If it lay within my power.
John, have you ever worshipped from afar?
Every time I pass a parade ground.
My mistake. I mean, have you ever worshipped so close you can feel your beloved's breath upon your skin?
Oh, yes.
And was the object of your desire aware of this affection?
I very much doubt it.
Did you cut out pictures and paste them above the bed as we have done?
No, sir.
Then how did you express your love?
I locked it away in a purse of silence and buried it in a shady corner of my heart.
Poetry can come from the meanest spirit.
You're very kind. Will that be all?
Stay with me, John. I don't want to be alone. Let me talk.
Try stopping you.
When Mike and I were boys, we spent some summers at a cottage in the country. In those days, I could climb trees and jump fences and fall and roll and jump and run again. He, on the other hand, was shy. The bookworm with a bad chest, always laughed at by the girls. I was cleverer, taller, stronger, and guilty for all those reasons. So I looked after him and never betrayed my feelings, especially my dreams.
Never tell your dreams. They might get stolen.
With me being so far ahead of him in every respect, it seemed cruel to rub salt into his wounds by letting him know of my successes yet to come. So I wrote them down and buried them beneath a tree. One day he discovered me and demanded to read what I had written. From that moment we were truly brothers, and then, of course, he became infected by my dreams and I by his weaknesses, till he had everything, money, success.
You're rich and successful. Todd Fisher, the British genius, tipped for knighthood. Made his millions in software and design. Took.
But what do I spend my money on, John? Lungs. A heart. An electronic tongue. And as many hands as a man can buy. Oh, I know your hands are soft, John. But to be touched by her fingers for lust and not pity, I would give the last 7 years of my life. Do you know? I've never even seen a real live naked woman.
It's not all it's cracked up to be, I can assure you. Time for bed, said Zebedee.
Never did like that annoying little bastard. Now, I want to do some work.
Such as?
Digging on this Yank. He may have his hands on her in Paris, but the battle isn't over yet. Switch to the mainframe and let's check the gossip.
When I said I fancied a night on the town in Paris, I didn't mean one of your late-night drinking dives.
The night is young.
So am I, but I don't feel it.
You will. Come on, the coach and horses await.
I hope you get a cab driver that knows his way this time. No one in Berlin had a clue where anything was.
Don't forget, they've just got half of their city back. But don't worry, this is Gay Paris, and Alphonse and his team have never yet lost a passenger.
His team? What, they take turns at the wheel every 5 minutes, do they?
Ask him yourself. Come on, outside. Voila!
Where did you get a horse-drawn carriage at this time of night? And in Paris? They eat horses, don't they?
Sweet thing, Charles Carsley can get you your heart's desire day or night anywhere in the known world. Careful as you climb aboard. There's a bottle of champagne and two crystal glasses at your feet.
Shouldn't they be slippers?
Alphonse, allez, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, monsieur.
This is quite something.
Wait until you taste the champagne.
Are you going to propose a toast?
I'm going to propose several. And the first one is to Helga.
Well, that's ruined the mood.
You feel bad about Helga?
Master of understatement.
And I'd feel worse. But Helga was a wild, wild woman. Do you know she once tried to shoot my balls off?
No.
She missed, in case you're wondering.
I wasn't.
Helga took her chances. If a bullet hadn't killed her, she'd have found some other way. You have to survive, Kim, and along the way, if you're lucky, there'll be champagne and carriage rides.
If I asked you to sleep with me tonight, just near me, to protect me, would you do it?
Why not? I've been sleeping with you in my dreams ever since we met.
You said you loved me.
Mike, I'm sorry.
You betrayed me.
You lied to me.
I lied. I lied. How did I lie? You said you loved me.
What about Holylock? What about the holidays? What about Otto and Tarek and Sita and all the others?
You lied.
What about the coats?
You lied.
What about the desk?
You lied.
What about the bus?
You lied.
What about the telephone? Oh!
Who is this? What do you want from me? Please tell me what you're trying to do.
It's Todd, and I want to warn you.
To warn me about what?
Not to let that Paris air get to you and fall victim to the charms of Mr. Causley. What was that?
Nothing. What do you mean?
I had some friends do some checking for me on Causley's company. It's a tiny import-export business specializing in re-releases of stuff that's no longer in the catalogues.
What does that mean?
It means, my dear, that the expense account, the company car, and the disposable drivers are all funded by someone. And you can bet your life it's not Rockshot Records. Take care, ma chérie. And try and avoid les liaisons dangereuses. Good night.
Who was there?
No one. Nothing. Go back to sleep.
What's the matter? You're not tired?
Not really.
Just lay down your head and close your eyes. Nothing's going to harm you. No one's going to hurt you. I make sure of it. Personally.
Only the good die young. Starred Cyril Jenkins as Kim, Jack Claff as Todd, Kenneth Cranham as Stone, Ocon Jones as Charles, Sean Prendergast as Frank, and Kate Binchy as Anne. Manta Kash played Sita, Terence Edmund, John, Peter Gunn, Wilson, Jonathan Taffler, D.S. Love, Neil Roberts, Mike, William Roberts, Welkin, and Joanna Wake, Computer Voice. Only the Good Die Young was written by Sean Prendergast and directed by Adrian Beans.